This AI is what Photoshop should have been, and it's a bit like reaching into a photograph to add the sun to it. Brighten it up a little, but this is just an illustration. So, at first I thought this work, seriously, cannot be real. You see, if you have a photo and you wish to brighten it, no problem. Just take Photoshop, grab one of those sliders, and there we go. But if you want to turn a lamp on or off, you are out of luck. Not possible. Until today. Now, hold on to your papers, fellow scholars, and check this out. With this new AI technique, you take a photo, and if you wish to have the lamps on or off, just use this slider. And this is where things get wild. The system doesn't just brighten or darken things. It handles reflection and shadows correctly, even the specular highlights on glass and metals. You can turn off sunlight from a window, switch on a lamp, change its color, and the shadows follow the physics. It's like Photoshop, but actually obeying the laws of light transport. Absolute insanity. Turn off the lights so the cat can sleep better, no problem. Pretend that you've been studying the papers all day and night, no problem. So that was the initial shock. But wait, it gets even better. Now get this, it only takes 5 seconds per image. Here it is shown like this for our pleasure, but remember, 5 seconds. You know, the 5-second rule holds for this one too. But it goes further than that. It can even do things beyond all this craziness. Dear fellow scholars, this is 2-Minute Papers with Dr. Károly Zsolnai-Fehér. Dr. Carol, get this, the system can even push intensity beyond its trained range and still produce reasonable results, including these neat edits. It's like overcranking a dimmer past 100% and it still keeps up. And it even works on stylized or out-of-domain images. For example, turning on a cartoon desk lamp realistically. Absolutely amazing. Also, you can add an invisible point light and the scene still shows plausible falloff and highlights. It's like placing a ghost flashlight in midair and the room reacts correctly. This is an AI-based technique. So, how was it trained? How is all this possible? Well, first, you take a bunch of rendered photos from 3D modeling systems, in this case, 20 curated scenes from Blender. Here, you can turn on and off lights in your rendered synthetic images as you like. This is a virtual world after all. But here is the catch. They also do real-life photos with lights on and off. Why is that? Well, with this, they isolate one lamp's effect by simple light arithmetic. Take the on image, subtract the off image, and you get exactly that lamp's contribution. It's like removing a band from a song to hear only the singer. This is the secret sauce, and it is surprisingly elegant. We know that diffusion models can get confused by unrealistic computer graphics, but they also need a massive amount of data to learn physics, which is hard to get from real photos. And the researchers found the perfect balance. They used a small set of real photograph pairs to teach the model what real-world cameras, lenses, and lighting look like. Then, they used a massive dataset of over 500,000 synthetic images to drill in the complex rules of shadows and reflections in countless different scenarios. The real data keeps the AI grounded in reality, while the synthetic data gives it a PhD in physics. And this is the combination that makes these results so incredibly plausible. So, the training mixes a small set of real photos, about a few hundred, with a huge synthetic set of 600K rendered images. This enables it to learn both real camera quirks and physics at the same time. It's like learning from real classrooms and then drilling in a flight simulator. But that's actually absolutely crazy. To understand how monumental this is, consider the old way of doing this. You would need to build a full 3D model of the scene from the single 2D image. An almost impossible task. You'd have to guess the geometry, the texture of the couch, the material of the floor, the roughness of the metal on the lamp. And only then could you try to re-render it. This AI sidesteps that entire impossible pipeline, and somehow accomplishes it even better. By training on a clever mix of real and synthetic data, it doesn't need to recreate the 3D scene. It just learns the rules of light transport. It learns exactly how light reflects off shiny surfaces and scatters on matte ones, all from just looking at pixels. It's a testament to how modern AI can learn the physics of our world without us having to explicitly program it to do so. What a time to be alive! But wait, all this should still not work at all. Here's why. If light transport were nonlinear, like many things in physics, that would mean turning a lamp on would also warp materials and colors unpredictably. So on minus off would not isolate the lamp at all. But the light transport operator in mathematics is linear. Oh, thank the papers. That means that you can add and subtract these lights as if they were numbers. That is not trivial at all, and this property had to be used in this paper to make all this work. And it works beautifully. The lead author wrote to me about it, that he is a master student behind this incredible work, and he'd love to be on 2-minute papers. Well, there we go. And the honor is mine. And man, so young, with so much talent. Absolutely incredible. Great job, Nadav. And since almost nobody is talking about this work, I wanted to make sure that you fellow scholars and the world hears about it. Like, leave a comment, and subscribe if you'd like more of this. And I got to say, I can't stop playing with OpenAI's OpenGPT model through Lambda GPU Cloud. And as you see, I am doing very useful things with it. For science. Yes, this is actual speed. I can't believe that I can have more than 100 billion parameters running super, super fast here. Many of you fellow scholars are using it, and if you don't, make sure to check it out. It costs only a couple dollars per hour. Insanity! You can rent an NVIDIA GPU through lambda.ai/papers or click the link in the video description.